you, Father, for your presence in this place. Thank you for your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, being right here with us. Not only is he in us, but he is with us. And we reverence his presence and we honor his presence right now. We thank you, Lord. And now, Father, as I minister your word and teach your word, I pray that the hearers, all those that are listening, will have open ears to hear and an open heart to receive your word. Because your word is life. Your word is life. And we thank you for that, Father. Thank you for the honor of ministering your word. We give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. All righty. I want to jump right back in pretty much where I left off last time. I've been teaching on back to the basics, or you can say the first principles of the doctrines of Christ, as it talks about in Hebrews. Glory to God. But we've been talking about baptism. Three baptisms mentioned in the New Testament. The first one, we talked about this, is being baptized into the body of Christ. In other words, that's when you got born again. Amen. We're washed in the blood, aren't we? Amen. Hey, listen, if you're not washed in the blood, you're not saved. Amen. Yeah, amen. Amen. So we're washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are baptized into his body. And then, of course, the second one we talked about was water baptism. Amen. Water baptism. Being baptized in water. And that water baptism is our testimony that we are saved. That the old man went to the cross and was buried with the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, he took our sins upon himself, didn't he?
Amen.
I said he took our sins upon himself. He took them to the grave. But when he rose again, he didn't bring them back with him. And I am so glad about that. Glory to God. When he rose again, he didn't bring them back with him. So that's our testimony that I am born again, I have died, was buried, and I rose again through Christ Jesus. And I'm free, free, free.
Amen.
There's a song, I don't remember all the words, but it says, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. No more chains. How it go, Priscilla? Yeah. Come here a minute, because our viewing audience can't hear you. Come on, sis. Praise God. You want to help Felicia? Yeah, because I know you know the song. I believe I've heard you sing it. Yeah, you can stand right. Hallelujah. I want to make sure the camera can pick you up. I'll tell you what, give me your hand. All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Hallelujah. You can do it a cappella, so just sing it. It's our testimony. Praise yes, God.
Hallelujah. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I'm free.
Stand right there just a moment. Listen, when you are baptized in water, that is your testimony. That is your testimony. That is your testimony. Glory to God. Sing it one more time and I'll let you be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. And it's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I'm free.
Give these sisters a hand and give God some praise for your freedom. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sisters. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, being baptized into the body of Christ and then being baptized in water as the testimony of what God has done in our lives. Glory be to God. So, today, this evening, I want to minister the third baptism, baptized into the body of Christ, water baptism, and the third one is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Being baptized with the Holy Spirit. And yes, being baptized with the Holy Spirit is for today.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, turn in your Bibles to Matthew, third chapter. Matthew chapter 3. Now, I won't read the whole thing, but I want to read one verse from Matthew chapter 3. You can go back and read the whole chapter. But in chapter 3 of Matthew, verse 11, John the Baptist is speaking here. He says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He, everybody say he.
He
will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that ministry has not ceased. It has not ceased. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want you to go with me to the book of Acts, the very first chapter of the book of Acts. Thank you, Lord. And I want to read, beginning at actually the first verse, I'm reading from, excuse me, my New King James Bible. It says, the former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Now the book of Acts was written by Luke. Verse 2, until the day in which he was taken up, after he through the Holy Spirit had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering, by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining, excuse me, pertaining to the kingdom of God. Verse 4, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem. You see that? And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait, excuse me, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. Now listen. For John, now this is Jesus talking now. In Matthew, John was talking. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Hallelujah. Let's read on. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or season which the Father has put in his own authority. But now, are you ready for verse 8? But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Glory be to God. In other words, he was telling them, you are going to be endued with power to do the work of the ministry. Amen. Endued with power to perform the work of the ministry, to be a witness of Jesus Christ at home and around the world. Jesus told his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel, didn't he?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, I want you to see something here, and just stay with me. Now, remember, they were assembled together with Jesus, and this is what he told them. Now, they were concerned because Israel at that time was controlled by the Romans, and they wanted to be free. And rightfully so. But Jesus said, the Father has this in his hand. He's going to take care of that. This is what I want you to do in the meantime. You're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I want you to take this gospel around the world and being witnesses to me. Which means then that he has endowed us with power to do the things that he did. Miracles, healings. Having the gifts of the Holy Spirit operating in your life. Not so that you can look good and boast, but so that you could do the work that Jesus has called us to do. And I say you, that includes me. Hallelujah. They were saved, but they hadn't been endued with power. So Jesus told them, you remain here until you are endued with power from on high. Now I want you to see something here. Many get the baptism with the Holy Spirit confused with the new birth. And it's totally separate. If you're truly baptized with the Holy Ghost, you are born again. But you can be born again and not baptized with the Holy Spirit. You still with me? Now, let's go. Well, we already in right near John. We're here in Acts. We're right next door to John. Just look back at the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John. I encourage you to read the 20th chapter of John. Oh, wow. Powerful. And I won't go into all of it here this evening, but I want you to see some things. Now, I'm going to begin reading at the 19th verse. But one thing I want to point out to you is this is the risen Jesus that's speaking here. Okay? The risen Christ. He'd gone to the cross and he had rose again. Matter of fact, if you go back up to verse 1, you don't do it right now, but it talks about the tomb being empty on the first day of the week. And we'll go into that some more later, but let's go to verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, what did he say? He said what? Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Now this is the risen Christ. All during the time that the disciples had been with Jesus, had walked with him, eaten with him, watching him do miracles, sat at his feet as he taught them. And they believed in him. Amen?
Amen.
They believed in him. They believed that he was the Son of God. But Jesus had not gone to the cross . He hadn't been buried and rose again . Why then would Jesus breathe on them and say receive the Holy Spirit . I'm talking about the risen Christ now . Because they believed on him . But they did not have him on the inside of them. Amen. They believed on him. They believed that he was the Messiah. But they did not have him on the inside of them. Are you still here? Go back to the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. The 14th chapter, I'll begin reading at verse 15. Now at this point, Jesus had not gone to the cross, okay? Verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him." Listen to what Jesus said. Pay close attention to what he said. "For he dwells," what?
"With you."
He dwells, what?
"With you."
Finish that verse.
"And shall be in you,"
or "will be in you." Jesus was letting them know that the Holy Spirit was with them. And he was. But Jesus told them, one day he will be in you.
That's right.
Not only with you, but he will be in you.
That's right.
And so when we go back to John 20, the risen Christ breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
Right.
At that point, he began to dwell on the inside of them.
Right.
And yes, they were born again. Hallelujah. Are y'all still here?
Amen.
Now, I want you to notice something here. Go with me to the book of Genesis. Second chapter of Genesis. In the second chapter of Genesis, I want you to notice a verse that you're very familiar with, I do believe. Second chapter, verse 7, Genesis 2, 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became what? A living being. Notice something here. God breathed on Adam. And when God breathed on Adam, life came into Adam. Think about it for a moment. Life came into Adam. He became a living being that had no sin. He hadn't fallen yet. The breath of God gave him life. Hallelujah. And as Jesus was standing there with his disciples that had the fallen nature, he breathed into them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
Yes, that's true.
Hallelujah. Everybody say, the breath of God. And now these were born again men that had not yet been baptized with the Holy Spirit. They had the Holy Spirit on the inside of them, but his power had not come upon them. Are you still here? Now, I read in Acts, I want us to go back to Acts again. I want you to see something here. Acts, the second chapter again. Now, in Genesis, God breathe into the nostrils of Adam, and he became a living being. Jesus breathed on his disciples, told them to receive the Holy Spirit, and they became born again. Now, you're still with me? Are you back at the book of Acts? Now, let me tell you something. These were born again people in the upper room. Born again people in the upper room. Look at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from where?
Heaven.
A sound from heaven. Oh, wait a minute. This time, it's not just a breath. It's what? A rushing mighty wind. And it did what? Fill the whole house where they were sitting. And he went on to say, then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them. And they were what? All filled with the Holy Spirit. And what else did they do? Hallelujah. As the Spirit gave the utterance. Hallelujah. You have the breath. The breath and a rushing mighty wind. That's the power of God coming upon the disciples and you and me if we will receive it. To go forth and preach the gospel, praying for the sick, being available for God to use you to work a miracle if he choose to. The Apostle Paul talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit that will work in our lives if we will work with God. Every believer should want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The writers of the New Testament were spirit-filled men of God. They were tongue talkers. Matter of fact, Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you. Glory to God. When I was filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, it changed my life. And God took me up another level that I could be a greater blessing to those that are around me. Hallelujah. Y'all here?
Amen.
And I know I'm preaching to the choir here in church because I think most of you are already filled with the Holy Ghost. And I want to encourage you every day of your life. You pray in tongues, amen. Sing in tongues, whatever. Glory to God. Because God gives us tongues for devotion also. And sometimes there are things that we want to pray for, but we just don't know how. Or maybe we don't have enough information concerning this situation. That's the time, not only to pray in English, but to pray in other tongues. Because God will change things. That's the reason it's called our heavenly language. The devil don't understand it. And I realize, I know some people listening to me probably online have had some bad experiences, but just because you've had a bad experience because of someone's ignorance or whatever their motivation was, does not disqualify the fact that tongues are real and from God. Yeah, there can be fakes in anything. There's some folks that's, you can fake anything. There are folks that still come to church faithfully. Hopefully not in this church, but have not yet received Christ because, in other words, not born again because of misinformation. Maybe they think they got to work their way to heaven, and some people believe that, you know, that they got to work the way to heaven. Thank God for the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God for the blood of Jesus. But thank God for His precious Holy Spirit. Because we have that promise that we would receive the Holy Ghost or be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Glory be to God. Y'all still here? I think I'm going to stop right there this evening because I want you to meditate on that. And if you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit already, stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Just stand to your feet right now and just begin to worship him. Hallelujah. Come on, brothers, play something for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.